New Jersey state lawmakers are expanding their investigation into whether Governor Christie knew about the plan to close traffic lanes at the George Washington Bridge last fall to exact political retribution on the mayor of Fort Lee. The legislative committee probing Bridgegate met earlier today behind closed doors. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz was waiting outside and joins us now from Trenton. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
Two senior Christie staffers who were fired over Bridgegate have not complied with subpoenas to turn over all their emails and texts about the lane closures. What did the legislature's investigative committee decide to do about that?
That's right. They decided to go after these documents from these two people. The lawyers for Bridget Ann Kelly, Christie's former deputy chief of staff, and Bill Stepien, his former campaign manager, essentially pled the fifth. They said they have a constitutional right not to comply. And the committee today voted on six motions that all essentially rejected that argument. They said that argument is invalid, and the committee can take whatever legal means necessary to force them to comply at whatever date they decide that they must comply. So this is going to go on, and it's possible it could end up in court at some point.
Sounds like they're really ratcheting up the pressure. They also issued at least a dozen new subpoenas. Tell me about them.
That's right. And this is on top of the 20 subpoenas that they had already issued last month. The Democrats who control the committee did not say who they have subpoenaed. That's in keeping with past practice, but we should know that in a couple of days. But it's believed to be more than a dozen people. In the last case, there were 18 individuals and two entities. This is believed to be all individuals. And one target of the subpoenas may be to get information on a helicopter ride that the governor possibly took with David Wildstein, who was the Port Authority official who's obviously all wrapped up in this and was involved in ordering the lanes closed. There were reports today that Wildstein and the governor may have taken a helicopter ride around September 11th, which was when the lanes were closed, and the Democrats are according to anonymous sources, seeking information about that. Now, the governor's office said that no such ride happened, and the Democrats are not confirming that's a target of the subpoena, but this is one more angle that is out there at this point.
This is a committee made up from both the Senate and the Assembly, both controlled by Democrats, but it's bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans. Tell me about the vote. Was it along party lines, or are we seeing signs of unity in Trenton?
No, we're seeing signs of strain, but only subtle ones so far. It was along party lines. All of the Democrats voted on these motions to force these documents to be returned to them. The Republicans abstained. They said they didn't have enough time to digest the constitutional issues involved and make decisions. Their special counsel was behind closed doors with them for more than 2 hours, but they said it was just too much information to digest immediately, and they decided to abstain. So there wasn't necessarily partisan fighting today, but there's clear indication that these guys are on different teams.
I understand there's a demonstration near the George Washington Bridge tomorrow. Is it time for traffic problems in Fort Lee again?
Well, we'll see. But there is a demonstration. It's two progressive groups that have long had issues with a variety of Christie's policies, and they're targeting him tomorrow with this demonstration at the bridge. They said it'll be small. They hope to attract reporters there, though, because they are presenting a petition that they say 10,000 New Jerseyans have signed calling for the governor to resign. That's obviously much further than elected Democrats have gone yet, though nobody's talking resignation or impeachment very seriously just yet. But this group tomorrow at the GW Bridge is going to try to push that idea.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joining us from Trenton, New Jersey. Thank you so much, Matt.
Sure thing, Amy.